here is the Earth, and this would be the Moon's orbit around the Earth. And to say that the Sun was at a distance, say, twice or one and a half times the distance to the Moon. When you observe, in this case, the first quarter Moon, the first quarter Moon would be located here at the first quarter, right? So that this angle here is 90 degrees for you to see exactly half of this surface illuminated. Okay, at the third quarter then, the Moon would be located here at the third quarter. So that this angle here is also 90 degrees. But if this was the case, then the interval of time, assuming of course, and that's a reasonable assumption, that the Moon is moving at a uniform speed along its orbit, the interval of time between the first quarter and third quarter would be much longer than the interval of time from third quarter to the first quarter. But they're not. They're comparable. They're nearly the same. So the only way you can make these two times roughly the same, that is that first quarter Moon is located here and third quarter Moon here, if the Sun is at much, much greater distance from the Earth than the Moon. If it was not, then you would have this situation, and then assuming a uniform speed of the Moon along its orbit, the interval of time from first quarter to third quarter would be much longer than the interval of time from third to first quarter. But they are nearly the same. So he knew enough of geometry that if he knew that, and that is the geometry of a right-handed triangle, that if he could measure this angle here, then in a right angle triangle, then you would know in which proportion are the sides of that triangle here. Because any triangle, its shape is completely determined if you know the two angles. So he said, okay, if I can measure this angle, then basically I can determine the ratio between the distance between the Earth and the Sun and the distance between the Earth and the Moon using the principle of similar triangles. Okay? So okay, so how would he measure that angle here? Well, he said, okay, let me measure the time it takes from the third quarter to the first quarter, right? And the time that it takes from first quarter to the third quarter. And those two times would be then in the same proportion as these two angles. Okay? So then I'm knowing that the full circle is 360 degrees, I could determine this angle and this angle here, and then to find the angle A, I just need to take the half of the angle here. Now, that's a difficult measurement to do by the naked eye. And the reason is, one is never quite sure when is exactly the first quarter, just by looking at the moon. Whether you are just a little bit before the first quarter or a little bit after, it's very hard to judge when exactly it's the first quarter. And the same is about the third quarter. So these things make such determination quite inaccurate. So what he found, he obtained for that angle a value of 87 degrees. And the actual value, 89 degrees and 59 minutes of arc. Because of this seemingly small error, he obtained for this ratio 1 over 20. In other words, that the Earth-Sun distance is 20 times larger than the Earth-Moon distance. But the actual value is 1 over 400. That is, the Earth-Sun distance is 400 times larger than the Earth-Moon distance. Okay, if you would use in geometry instead of angle 87 degrees, which he used, if you used 89 degrees and 59 minutes of arc, you would get for this ratio a value of 1 over 400. And knowing geometry, as many educated people at that time did, he says, aha, but then I can also conclude that the sun must have a size that is, by his estimate, 20 times bigger than the size of the moon. Why? Because, as I mentioned earlier, the moon and the sun have the same angular size. Right? And again, that comes from geometry. If I have two objects that appear to me to have the same angular size, I see them at the same angle, so here is the moon, here is the sun. If that is the case, then their diameters, the moon the sun must be in the same proportion as their distances from us. I can call this one here capital D moon and capital D sun.